Most people who quote Nietzsche have him exactly backwards. They invoke his name to justify cynicism, moral indifference, or the bleak conclusion that nothing matters. Here is the problem with that reading, Mike. Nietzsche was not a nihilist. He was nihilism's most ferocious diagnostician. The Stanford Encyclopedia of Philosophy is unambiguous on this point. Nietzsche treats nihilism as a danger, specifically the loss or devaluation of the highest values a culture holds. He spent his entire philosophical career trying to drag humanity out of that trap, not deeper into it. That distinction is not a footnote, it is the entire game. Think of it this way. A doctor who studies cancer is not a cancer advocate. Nietzsche studied the disease of meaninglessness because he watched it spreading through European culture in real time. His diagnosis had a precise name for the most common symptom, passive nihilism. This is the condition of someone who has lost their inherited framework of meaning, usually a religious one, but has not yet built anything to replace it. The result is paralysis, drift, a low-grade sense that effort is pointless. Sound familiar? This is not an ancient problem. It is the defining psychological texture of modern secular life. Nietzsche saw it coming. His central claim, the famous death of God, announced in section 125 of the Gay Science, was never a biological statement about a deity. It was a cultural earthquake warning. When the transcendent anchor that gave life its absolute value disappears, everything attached to it starts to collapse. Now here is where it gets sharper, and this is the part most people miss entirely. Nietzsche identified what he called the shadow of God. Even after people abandon formal religion, they often keep the underlying structure of religious morality intact. They still believe in absolute selflessness as a virtue. They still treat suffering as something that must always be eradicated. They still organize their ethics around universal rules that apply identically to everyone. These are not secular discoveries. They are inherited theological furniture, just repainted. Nietzsche's method of genealogy, his investigation into the historical origins of moral values, developed most rigorously in On the Genealogy of Morality, was designed to expose exactly this. The key idea is that values which feel natural and obvious often have a specific, traceable history, and that history frequently reveals they were constructed to serve particular psychological or social functions, not eternal truths. That means your secular values might still be running on religious software without you knowing it. So what do you actually do with this, Mike? Nietzsche's answer is Selbstüberwindung, self-overcoming, not self-destruction, not rejection of all values, overcoming. The process has a clear shape. First, you apply what can be called the hammer rule. Examine each inherited value and ask whether it affirms life or drains it. Nietzsche is explicit that his critique of morality carries a positive concern with health, vitality, and flourishing. Values that expand your capacity to engage with existence pass the test. Values that systematically diminish you, that make you resentful, passive, or dependent on an other world for validation, do not. Second, you redirect. Nietzsche's response to nihilism is life affirmation, not optimism, not toxic positivity, but a genuine commitment to this world, this body, this present moment, rather than a supposedly superior realm elsewhere. Third, you create. His positive ethical project is directed toward the flourishing of what he calls higher types, people who generate their own values rather than inheriting them wholesale. For you, that means the question shifts from, what does society say I should want? Two, what do I actually affirm when I am most alive? The takeaway from everything here is this. Nietzsche's philosophy is both diagnostic and transformative. He exposes the collapse of inherited values with surgical precision, and then he demands something harder than despair. He demands that you build. Passive nihilism is the trap. It is comfortable in a deadening way. It lets you off the hook by insisting nothing matters. Active self-overcoming, Selbstüberwindung, is the exit. It requires you to run every value you hold through the hammer rule, Strip out the shadow of God wherever you find it, and commit to affirming the life you actually have, rather than mourning the transcendent guarantees that are gone. Nietzsche was not telling you the world is meaningless, Mike. He was telling you that meaning is now your responsibility. That is a harder message. It is also a far more honest one.